Hello, hello,
Hello,
hello.
hello, hello. I guess you probably think, who is these people?
Definitely,
It's been
definitely.
such a long time.
Too long.
But we just want to catch up with you guys, with the
Q
LGBTQ
plus
plus
friendships
friendship. We
podcast.
still here.
Just about.
What's this about?
Hello,
What do you mean?
Asa.
Hello, wifey.
Nairi.
Hey, Nary.
Thank
I
you.
never call you Nary, I call you wifey, but yeah. Oh, they were never listened to us before. This is Asa. And
And
this is my wife, Nary.
Nairi.
Yes.
It's been some time that we haven't spoke to you guys, and we just apologise. We have been very busy.
And I've been busy, and sometimes I just think, so everyday
It's
life, I
making the
just,
time.
yeah.
And we're trying to make the time. And as I always say on every podcast, every time we do a podcast, you
I
can
start yawning.
guarantee Asa starts yawning.
Yawning. And you're not boring me at all. And I'm not boring at all, but it's just a thing. As soon as I come on podcasting, I start yawning. I don't know why. But anyway, enough of my yawning.
As always.
I just want to say, welcome back to all my listeners. Welcome back. I'll
All
try.
our listeners.
Our listeners, yes. Not my, just me. You know what I mean? I like to, as you know, you listen to all these podcasts, you know, I'm the more vocal one. My wife is vocal, but I'm more vocal than her.
Yeah, I have to try and squeeze a word in now and
Yeah.
then.
So, what the topic today? Topic today, because we haven't been on for such a long time. I just need to tell you guys, we're still in love. I love this lady more than anything else. Oh my God, she puts shivers down my spine same way.
But
9 years
for those
later.
that, okay, 9 years, yeah. We just
9 years.
celebrated our
Yeah,
anniversary.
9 years. Married for
Four?
five.
Five?
Yeah, married to five.
Yes. But I was just looking back on what our podcasts, and funny that our last podcast was Affairs, and I was looking at our top 10, and still number one is our very first one, our introduction of us to everybody in podcast land. And then second is podcast 41, which is for Affairs, which was like, wow. So obviously you guys are quite interested in the different dynamics in everybody's relationship, which is good. I mean, it just lets us know that what we were thinking at that time still about Affairs, not that we are above or beyond or anything else. So yeah, it's quite interesting.
And again, as I said before about affair happened for all different
Different.
reason. Affair happened for all different reason. And again, when you have a when people have affair, it's never one scenario fits all. You know, sometimes some affair could wake up the relationship and open your other person's eyes and think, oh my God, oh, did we
Look what
get
I'm
here?
gonna be
Look what I'm
losing.
gonna be losing. And you know, the regret and counseling and everything can make that relationship get even stronger.
Stronger.
And sometimes some people can't get over the trust were broken. And you know,
There's a
there's a
lot of
lot of
different
different
elements that.
elements. There's a lot of different elements and a lot of different ways. And it's not one rule fit all.
No.
If you
Every different every affair or whatever's happened has a different meaning, different reason, and you
Yeah.
know, nobody can be on the outside of that and judge what's gone on,
And
because you
again,
never know what's gone on.
don't feel bad, don't feel guilty if your partner have affair and you take that person back. Don't feel guilty about it. What fits you don't fit someone else. Me and Nari relationship, probably some people look at us and think, oh, that wouldn't suit us, but their relationship wouldn't suit us neither. So don't judge your relationship and somebody else's relationship, because what suit that person would not suit you. So do you in your relationship, as long as it suit you and it's working for you, that's it. judge it and how it works. Because never look outside on somebody else's relationship and think it's
and
going
try and
all
make
good.
It to your own relationship.
Because you don't know what's going on behind closed doors. You don't know if that relationship looking perfect. They could be putting on a front, and behind closed door, that relationship is not working. You'll be thinking, oh my God, that is the relationship I wanted. You don't know what's going on behind closed door. So just do you in your relationship. And I, as I said, I love this woman to pieces. And people look at us and go, oh, I would love to have your kind of relationship. But probably it wouldn't suit you. Probably my relationship would probably suffocate you because we are very close. You know, so some people don't want that closeness. Some people like to do things different. You know, I like to do things with my wife. I like when I go out and she's there. I just like her next to me. You know, she's my best friend. And I got nothing to hide. I can be myself with her, without her. She's just part of me and I like her around me. That's me.
But not everybody likes that kind of relationship. They want to be...
Sometimes they like the space.
Very much, you know? The big space and just the free. Which, everybody's different, so that's all good.
Yeah, that's all good. Isn't that, as I said, don't feel guilty in what suits you don't suit other people. And don't feel guilty because somebody probably said, oh, you shouldn't be doing that or that too soon. Or, you know, you met someone and it's going too fast. As long as it suits you.
Mm-hmm.
It suit you, you do you.
You know when you're ready for whatever relationship you want.
You can't live your life for other people.
Definitely
you
not.
You can't live
life's
your life.
Too short.
Can't live your life for other people. Can't live your life for social media.
Oh,
you've got
gosh.
To do you. You've got
I think
to do
sometimes
you.
Sometimes we take social media for granted to the point that...
social media is a good thing, it's a bad thing. You know, you have to take it with a pinch of salt. You've got to just do you.
Take the filters off and be real and be true to yourself.
Yeah. Be the only one thing I can advise anybody to do in the relationship, and I give this advice to anybody at all, no matter what relationship you're in, straight, bi, you name it, whatever relationship you're in, honesty and
communication.
I think that's the number one in
crucial.
A relationship. Communicate. The other person is not a mind reader. Communicate. Not care how tough the conversation is. Not care how tough the argument is. Communicate. Let the other person know how you're feeling. Let the other person know. Because you don't know that other person is feeling that way. They don't know how hurt you are. They don't know, you know, you probably say something, you know, the other person take it in a way and you don't realise.
That they've taken it in such a way.
Yeah, so communicate. See, you know what? You hurt my feelings today. And, you know, just talk. Communicate.
And there's no problem in saying, just listen to what it is that they've got to say. And if you need to say anything, take a notepad, write down beside so that you don't interrupt what their flow of conversation is. Because we have a nasty habit of butting in. And then people get frustrated. Mm. And then that builds up the anger, the frustration, the animosity even more so. So sometimes this is what you do in counselling, is have a pen and paper, take the notes down. And when it's your time to talk, you've written down what it is that you wanted to remember to talk about.
Yeah. As I said, it's communicate.
Very much.
Got to be. And again, I'm never, before I met Nairi, I never want to say sorry. I'm like, I'm always right. Always right, never want to say sorry. But being with my wife, I have to take a step back and go, Asi, you're never going to be always right. No, it don't work like that. You know, it's two people in a relationship. It's not your way all the time. It used to be my way, I had it our way. And I used to have to go, no. Yeah, it can't work that way. And that's with counselling. So we had counselling before in the past. And is, you know, make me know that you can't be right all the time. And wifey here have to have a say in certain things, you know. So it teach me a lesson and as well that, you know, you got to be humble, you got to be able to say sorry, you got to be able to...
And it's not even just sorry, it's just about listening to that person. Yes, it's nice to have the sorry, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But just to be able to listen and understand that that person has the feelings as well. It's not just about me, myself and I.
Mm-hmm.
It's us.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be able to understand one another. Not to say that my feelings is higher than your feelings or mm-hmm. your feelings are higher than mine. Simply because we have to work as a team together and having that understanding to know, okay, this is the point that we've come up to the headbutts about. And therefore now we've come to the headbutt, we need to understand why it is that we've clashed and understand how to smooth that back out.
Okay, go and forward.
Move forward.
And again, I love my wife to pieces, but again, sometimes we are two different people.
Definitely.
And she's going to see things different from how I see things. But that don't mean she's right. That doesn't mean I'm wrong.
Mm.
That does mean, you know, we see things different because mm-hmm. we're two different people
mm-hmm.
Coming to be one. So we just, my word is all the time, if me and my wife have a disagreement and she thinks she's right and I think I'm right, I just like, we're going to agree to disagree to this one. We're just going to, none of us, it's not a winning game. It's crazy. I don't agree with you, you don't agree with me, but you know what, I love you more than this conversation, so we're gonna agree to disagree and we're gonna let it go and we're gonna move on and we're gonna be lovers, because we're not gonna make an argument make we fell out and make we go to bed and an argument. So we're gonna
please guys, don't get it twisted that although it's exercise, okay, we'll agree to disagree. Don't get me wrong, it does vex me sometimes to think that you're not listening to what I'm saying. But okay, we will agree to disagree. But and it's not easy. It's not easy to just roll over and say, but
again, she's just thinking at the same time, she's not listening to me. She's not seeing what I'm coming from. And I'm thinking the same.
Exactly.
You're not listening what I'm coming from. You're not seeing
and
what I'm coming from.
And the two of us have to roll over and just say,
the two of us have to remember, although with two of us is black, but we both grows up differently. I've got three kids and all three of them is different. All three of them was raised in the same household and all three of them is different personality. It's totally different. And all three of them would tell you, they was talking to them and the way they was talking, like they brought up in three different households. They was talking like they brought up in three different households and they brought up in the same household. I was talking, there was a, but they all have different perspective how things happen and how things go.
Because that's them as individuals. Yeah, and my three children, they're the
that's
same
what I'm saying.
Individual.
People interpreting
differently. Things.
That's why communication is a good thing. People interpreting is different. But anyway, that's, you know, we still loving up each other here over here.
Mm-hmm.
Still going on lots of holidays and yeah, just
we're trying to find different places to go.
Our next destination, I know it's going to be a weird one. What's it? Where we're going?
Albania.
I know a lot of people that Albania. Yeah, we'll be going to Albania next couple of weeks. But
I think just trying to explore different places, but also be mindful of being LGBTQ+ friendly places.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, because we have to make sure that is friendly. And even if it's not friendly, we just have to, if we're going to a country that...
No. Let's don't get it twisted. And for those that are listening, that probably would frown upon what I'm about to say. But I'm just like the World Cup with Kuwait. I'm just not a fan of the Dubai and those areas simply because of the lack of respect of having LGBTQ+.
Yeah, we won't be going to Dubai.
So,
even if we do go to Muslim country, we try to...
Turkey's not so bad for us because we've been there quite a few times now. Tel Aviv, I really want to go to their Pride because that seems really good. But, I mean, I look on the Pride calendar of where they appreciate things. And my bucket list has to be where?
Rio
de Janeiro.
But again, as I said, wherever you go, just if it's not
LGBTQ+ friendly,
just take it in, just keep it on the down low. you know, you just have to, because everybody likes to see us, even if they agree with us, it's not everybody likes to see the kissy kissy and the PDA, you know? So we'll just keep it under download until, you know.
But the thing is, even if you want to keep things on the DL, right, it's still awkward because, okay, for instance, where we were in May, there's not a male and male is not allowed.
Yes,
female and female again is allowed. And male and female is allowed, but male and male was not allowed.
We went to an adult-only resort. And when we went to this resort, they had... they had two sections. They had one section for... They have one section for single people. They have another section for couples. So over the couple side, they only had straight...
Male and female.
Yeah, they only had male and female.
And it's only of last year,
they
allowed female and female in.
But they would not allow the couple two guys section to go over there. But over this other side where...
Singles. And if anything...
So they're allowed...
Whatever.
You could go over there with two guys and you could still say the singles. So it doesn't matter.
Whatever.
But again, there's a place out there we still don't take us in consideration. There's place out there with us. Don't acknowledge us.
Acceptance.
Yeah.
But, you know, and that's the reason why, you know, when we're going around and choosing destinations, it's trying to find the destinations that tick the boxes. But, you know, like you say, it is, okay, hands off or whatever, but you sometimes forget. Like, I'm out with my wife and I want to touch her up because, you know, she's hot to touch. And sometimes it's like, that's the reason why. I know that if I was in Dubai or Kuwait or them places where they are very strict, apparently. On everywhere you talk, they always seem so strict. But yet still, when I'm speaking to like a few of our customers and other people, they're saying everything goes. And you're like, well, which way are you supposed to think? So, you know what, guys?
I'm just scared. I'm going to go and get...
If you have any comments
with
regards to
Dubai,
holidaying in Dubai or holidaying in Kuwait... Or those East Mediterranean regions, Middle East regions, should we say.
Share it
with us because we'd like to hear from you. You know, we've got the LGBTQ Facebook, which we've got quite a few numbers of persons that have liked and follow. And we've got the Instagram that you can like and follow as well. Or you can just hit us up back on this. On the podcast. So, you know, like we like to travel. So please give us a shout and let us know your travel experiences
and
as well.
Where is good and where is bad. And, you know, put it out there.
Just share it.
Other people probably wants to know.
Oh, definitely.
You know, their travel experience. So, put it out there.
And just to let you guys know that LGBTQ Friendship Plus is a friendship that we built so that we could get to know other people.
Yeah.
And we have some requests from all over. Like, I had an email, a text from somebody in Australia the other day saying hello. But we are not a dating agency. We've if people happen to meet one another on our site... You know, that's happy days for us, but we don't necessarily turn around and say, hi, this is A and this is B. Hope you have a good life together.
No, this started because, you know, me and my wife have a big friendship group, but most of our friendship group was straight. So we just put this podcast together to get to know people and get to know our LGBTQ plus followers and friends.
That's it.
And just put yourself out there, because you gotta put yourself out there nowadays. Because, you know, if you coming up for the first time and just don't know where to go or don't know where the night where the gay scene is, where, you know, it can just be a questions. Lonely place. It can be a lonely place. You know, you have to go on Tinted and you don't know, you know, some people shy to walk in a bar by themselves. Some people don't want to go places by themselves. So it's just playfully, we started up to just make friendship.
Mm.
And if something comes out of friendship, that's good. But if it's just a friendship, then that's how it goes.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm not trying to ignore people if they do have specific requests, but unfortunately I do respond back to say that we are not a dating agency. And I don't think I would like to set one up, so that's definitely not on my tick list to try and do, because personally trying to pair people up, it's a hit and miss thing.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be the type of person that you'll say, oh, well, it's your fault that we tried to get together and you didn't make it work and it's you. Guys, you know, you'll know as and when if you found the person for you. And, you know, not always the internet is the best thing, and going out to places is a hit and miss. So it's one of those ones where hopefully you'll work your way around to finding that special somebody. And sometimes, you know what the best thing is when you're not looking.
Oh God, yeah.
There, I knew you'd jump up at that one. So, you know, sometimes when you're constantly looking and you're looking and you're looking and you're thinking, where there is that person for me? And then when you take your foot off the gas and just chill and just don't be looking, that's the time when it just whams you. And sometimes it's even the person that you've overlooked who's right next to you.
Oh yeah.
The amount of people that we've known that they've known each other for how long and they didn't realize that they had such a connection.
Well, I met my wife on the gay scene in a nightclub. I was just coming out of a relationship, about 3 weeks out of a relationship, and I was in the nightclub and she came over and talked to me, and I was like, she's not my type. I like the more girly type. I like the lipstick. I'm a lipstick lesbian. I like the full girly, like the high heels, like the dress, like the full girly type. And not saying she wasn't girly, but not girly enough for me. So I was like, she's not my type. And my friends was like, she's not your type. But she asked me if I danced. So I was just like, you know what? We can have a dance. That's nothing wrong about that. And then she asked me for my number, and I was like, I was going to give her a wrong number, to be honest. I was going to give her the wrong number, but she said to me, give me a phone, because I started off giving her a wrong number. And she was like, give me a phone, and I put my number in your phone. And then I said, give me your number. She went, no, I'm going to miscall you, so you have my number. I was like, oh my God, so I got to give her the right number. So I give her the right number, but I give her a wrong name. First of all, she asked what my name, and I give her a wrong name, but then I give her the right number. But then again, I was that Saturday night, I was like, oh, when I wake up in the morning, Sunday morning, I'm just going to block her. I'll just block her. But anyway, she rang me, and I was doing something, so it went to my voice note, and then it goes to my voice note, and my voice note was, this is Asa. If you want to leave a message, leave a message. But if you don't, it's fine. Then she could hear that. Oh, did you give her a name, Asa? I give her a name, Asa. So you had the wrong name. So I was like, oh my God. So then she rang me back again. And she went, hello, Asa. I was like, hello. They normally call me Marcia, but my real name is Asa. So then we'll come up, get out of that one. Then we was chatting from about 11 o'clock.
We chatted all day, basically.
Right up till about 10 o'clock at night. This was the person who I thought I wasn't my type. And then it was just thinking, you know what? I've just got a relationship. I didn't want a relationship. I'm not looking for a relationship. I just want to go and have some fun. No thing attached. But this is the time, because this is the time, long story short, this is the time, because when you're not looking for something, this is the time something knock you. And again, I was thinking, she's not my type. And I'm telling you, she was so my type. The more I get to know her, the more... Actually, I could have married her in a month. I could have married her after 4 weeks. Because I knew after 4 weeks, she was the woman for me. I knew I was invested. I was in it. But I didn't ask her. I was like, I'm waiting for she to ask her to marry me. I will, and I never want to get married again. Because I was married with 3 kids. I didn't want to get married. I was done with that. That's just a piece of paper. I'm done with marriage. I don't want a marriage. I don't mind going out with someone, but I don't want marriage. And as soon as the minute she asked her to marry her, I was like, yes.
Even though you needed
yes. Boss. And I'm telling you, she was the best thing could happen to me. So sometimes
when you're not
looking. And you think, oh, when you have everything on piece of paper, and you tick list, tick list, tick list, tick list. Sometimes go off your tick list because your tick list didn't work in the first place. That's why you're single.
And that's why you're still looking. Still
looking. So change it up a little bit and do something different. Change it up and just go with the flow. Met someone, see how it goes. Even if it goes, this person's not my type. But you know what? This person is chatting me up and this person is giving me all these good signals. Let's go the floor and see what it takes me. Let's go the floor and see what it takes. As long as
like they say, opposites attract. Yeah, and sometimes and what you wasn't looking for is just as good as an attraction.
Just what you want is what, you know, what's good for you.
Mm.
So, you know, and I would not change my life for the world. No.
So... I mean, today we've literally come on just to say hi,
catch up an eye and a chat, really, you know.
And gosh, we've covered quite a bit still.
Yeah, we're still. But you know, chatting with us is covering a lot of basics. You know what I mean? You know,
I think we need to try and do it a bit more often.
We'll try and do a little bit more often.
That anybody wants us to talk about, or you know. If you've got any topic that you'd like us to discuss very openly.
Yeah.
We're more than welcome to want to talk about things. Not a problem, like I say. We would like to hear your holiday destinations that are good or bad. And if you've got anything that you want us to talk about that you think anybody would want to hear and join in and talk with us too. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. You know, as my wife said, just be open and we're here for it.
Yeah.
We're here for anything. And
we're not trying to condemn anybody and
listen.
Turn around and say that we're better than anybody else because trust me, we're not.
It's an open book for us. It's an open book for us. You know, we accept every single person because, as I said, whatever you are, as long as you're happy, as long as you're not hurting anybody, that's fine. As long as whatever I care about, LGBTQ+ friendship is here for you. Definitely. Whatever I care about, you know, we are here with us one big family, so we don't judge anybody. As long as that suits you, that suits you. Because. Again, you know, some people goes, well, I don't mind lesbian, but I don't like gay man. And some people goes, well, I don't like people trying sex, but I'm all right with lesbian. I'm here for everybody. As long as you're happy in the skin you are in and the skin you are aiming to be in, we are here for you.
Definitely.
As long as you're happy, you're not hurting anyone.
If you need to talk, just talk. Want
to talk, you can reach out to us.
You can WhatsApp, voice note, whatever. Yeah. So, you know, we're here. So I'll leave all the notes in the box for you to be able to contact us.
Yeah.
Very nice talking to you guys again.
And then we won't
leave it so long.
No.
So,
we're going to sign off by saying this is Asa.
LGBTQ+ friendships, Asa, Nairi.
Yeah.
And proudly sponsoring Asa's Cookout.
Yes.
So,
yes, we run a Caribbean food takeaway business. So Anybody out there want anybody to do the wedding or the christening or the party?
Any functions, any small functions, or big.
Yeah.
Not fussed.
Reach out to us.
Alrighty, adios.
As I said, good night, guys.
Adios. Bye-bye-de-bye.
Bye.